Thank you. Morgan's Bird Note. When a bird takes wing, it leaves most of us other creatures earthbound. Birds have evolved not only wings, but many other adaptations that make it possible to fly. First of all, feathers. Feathers provide insulation, waterproofing, and a means to fly. And they're extraordinarily lightweight. Other features also help minimize the pull of gravity, mostly by reducing body weight. Birds have very light, honeycombed or hollow bones. And instead of a weighty mouthful of jawbones and teeth, birds have evolved a supremely light and serviceable beak. What birds eat also helps them stay light for flight. Most consume energy-packed foods rich in calories, like seeds, fruits, and meat. These are foods that add as little as possible to a bird's payload and deliver a lot of bang for the buck. And what birds eat is processed rapidly, so they aren't weighed down by waste. All of these adaptations for flight. And a pair of wings, too. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Bird Note gives you the sounds of birds every day. And you can get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram, at Bird Note Radio.
Pre-produced at my drive-through liquor store in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Kuklum, and Musqueam. Welcome back. In that set, you may have heard Spinnin' from Germany. I thought it was one of my favorite new bands from this episode. It was Only God Forgives from Toronto. They're secular, as far as I can tell. They also sound like a band that could have come from Vancouver, both in style and in how I prefer the approach Vancouver bands have over other bands from other places, like Toronto specifically. So they have that going for them. And they're in Toronto, so they're better produced. It's a win-win, and they have two more songs in the big set. From there, the ambient train got rolling with Aubrey, A Certain Place, and Ellen Fullman. I remember that my predecessor played Ellen Fullman. I do have a clip of that.
Ellen Fullman with event location, I think. That was a wild guess, because the record itself wasn't labeled, although the cover is. Oh, this was copy 83 of 500. Ella with Mind of No Mind, and Ellen Fullmoon event locations. That's what it says on the front. And that's what I'm going by. So I, you know, flipped a coin and decided that we listened to Ellen Fullman. Important records.
I do have a couple of old Snuff episodes on my phone. I'm not ashamed. I love that show. After Ellen Fullman, it was a bunch of leftovers from Covenants. It was Milan W. from 2016, Dixie's Death Pool from 2011, The Polytones from 2023, and then Matches from 2015. Then it was new stuff from a new band called Verity Den, and they're from North Carolina. Following that, the set finished up with Kinda New, Artificial Go, and then Nalepa from 2024.